Give Us This Day Evening Edition is a devotional reflection upon the New Testament lesson from the Order for Evening Prayer from the Book of Common Prayer 1928. These reflections are written and presented by Father Charles Erlinson, who serves at the Church of the Good Shepherd Reformed Episcopal Church in Tyler, Texas.
Today is Monday of the 16th Sunday after Trinity. The lesson is taken from Matthew chapter 9, verses 18 through 35.
While he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler, and worshipped him, saying, My daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And behold, a woman, which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years, came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. And when Jesus came into the ruler's house, and saw the minstrels and the people making a noise, he said unto them, Give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when the people were put forth, he went in, and took her by the hand, and the maid arose. And the fame hereof went abroad into all that land. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus saith unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith be it unto you. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, See that no man know it. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. As they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake, and the multitudes marveled, saying, It was never so seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, He casteth out devils through the prince of the devils. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people.
So many wonderful choices about what to meditate on today. Do I want to be a ruler whose daughter is raised from the dead? A woman whose 12-year flow of blood is healed? A blind man whose sight is restored? Or a mute and demon-possessed man who was healed? How about I get to be all of them? In a way I do, because the point of each of these healings is more about Jesus Christ and who he is revealed to be than it is about me. The miracles of Jesus, in fact all parts of the Bible, are first and foremost about Jesus Christ. And today the scriptures teach me about a God-made man who has power over disease and demons and even life itself. Only after I understand Jesus can I understand where I am in today's lesson. I feel as if my bold adventure in writing Give Us This Day has been a life lesson in how to interpret the scriptures. Not only do I have to begin to look and listen to God's word in new ways to keep hearing what he wants me to hear, but I also have to find the balance between trying to stretch the New Testament out on a Procrustean bed so that every passage fits exactly into my life, down to every literal detail, and the other extreme of simply poo-pooing what scripture says. So, here we go again. On the one hand, I want desperately to have faith and be healed from every infirmity I have. The scriptures seem to suggest that if only I had faith, I would be healed from whatever troubles me. According to your faith, let it be to you, verse 29. On the other hand, I know that I and other faithful Christians aren't always healed. I remember that even St. Paul was not granted that the thorn in his flesh would be removed. Even the Son of God was denied his fervent, sweat-as-blood-soaked prayer in the garden. And so there must be another way. Holding of the two hands together in prayer. I choose both to have faith and to accept that I won't always be healed. The truth is that sometimes I will be healed from my troubles, and other times I won't. Do I have true faith only in the times I'm healed? No, I will have faith, both when God heals me and when he doesn't, so that in all things I may put my trust in him. Ironically, it is often in not being healed that our faith is most demonstrated. Maybe we should step back a moment and examine the nature of faith. Is faith only faith when the desire of the faithful one has been granted? In that case, was the faith of Abraham null and void, because he didn't receive all of his promises in his lifetime? Was Paul's or Jesus' faith really faithlessness, since their prayers weren't answered according to us? You can see that this gets us nowhere real fast. Isn't faith a trust in God and His goodness, regardless of how things turn out? If so, let me show you how an unanswered prayer might demonstrate a remarkably strong faith. First, let's assume that the poor slob whose prayer isn't answered is in fact praying for what he needs. Let's assume further that when he asks, he truly believes that God can deliver him and will, if it pleases him. Already we can see faith in work in such a man. Now here comes the tricky part. What if God doesn't deliver this man? What are our options? We could posit that the man had no faith, but as we've already seen, that isn't always the case. Here's another point. After how much time has passed, can we say that God hasn't heard and answered the prayer? Some prayers, such as healing, may be open and end for quite a long time. Furthermore, it is necessary that every prayer be answered. Is it necessary that every prayer be answered affirmatively according to our reckoning? If that were the case, then we'd have to infallibly know what was good for us, so that God would always give us what we asked for. The only other option is that we must sometimes ask for things that aren't in our best interest. Yes, it would be good for God to heal each and every one of us from every problem we've ever had, but God doesn't, so we must have something better in mind. This is the way faith thinks because its basic instinct is to trust in God and His goodness over and against what the flesh and the world might naturally affirm as good. This is faith in action, to trust in God even when, especially when, sight doesn't affirm God or His goodness. Let's return to our unhealed man. What might happen if he were healed quickly and easily every time? Given our fallen nature, it would be easy for us to go on our merry way, forgetting God and thinking that we were owed this healing. But what about the unhealed man? If he keeps his faith in God in spite of not being healed, what great faith that man has! Faith once again trusts in God and His goodness. Therefore, faith waits humbly and patiently for the Lord, and it accepts whatever the Lord grants. Faith believes that as long as it trusts in God, that whatever the answer is will be something God gives him out of love and goodness. In this way, whether the prayer is answered or not according to our view, the prayer of faith is always answered, because God will honor the one who is faithful to Him. He has filled the hungry with good things. What the prayer of faith ultimately wants is what the Father wants, and that's the whole point of prayer in faith, that we may be united to the will of the Father, regardless of what that will is. This isn't always the case, mind you, but the saint who has faith in trouble and is not healed may be the saint with the greatest faith of all. He may be one like Paul and Jesus, who God loves in a special way. God must believe that ones with faith such as these have faith so strong that they can withstand a loving no from the Father. They are the ones who are driven moment by moment and day by day to the one who can sustain them in their spirit, even if their flesh is decaying. These are the ones who were called to share in their Master's sufferings as He first suffered for them. Such a saint may also be the saint who has more than his fair share of prayers answered as well. This is because he is one who is learning to trust the Father in all things, and so he finds favor with his Lord. And so I vow to be faithful to God, to have and to hold Him from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, or for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish, for death will not part us.
Give Us This Day Evening Edition is a presentation of Always with Christ Radio in the Anglican Way.